In geologic terms, the age of humans exerting influence on the global environment is becoming known as the Anthropocene Epoch. But Santa Rosa writer and energy analyst Richard Heinberg has his own term for the decades since the Industrial Revolution began. He calls it the Great Burn.
If we were burning trees instead of oil, coal, and natural gas, we'd be running through a quarter of the Amazon rainforest every year. Here in the United States, we're burning the energy equivalent of all of the solar energy captured by all green plants. That's all crops, all forests, all microscopic algae every year. But we take it for granted because it's all out of sight and out of mind. It's occurring in the internal combustion engines of automobiles and trucks and in furnaces and in factories and power plants that provide the energy for our iPhones and computers and so on. We take all of this for granted, but it's actually an absolutely extraordinary state of affairs.
By now, it's becoming clear to just about everyone that our current rate of fossil fuel consumption cannot continue indefinitely. So the looming question becomes, what next? That's a hard one, Heinberg observes, because solar, wind, and other existing renewable options can only carry us so far.
Electricity in the U.S. is only 18% of the energy that we use. We use a lot more energy in the transportation sector, in manufacturing. We use fossil fuels to create high heat for manufacturing, making cement and steel. These things are a little more difficult to substitute renewable sources of energy.
A prudent approach, both nationally and globally, would prioritize the use of fossil fuel energy for our most essential needs, suggests Heinberg, a fellow with the Post-Carbon Institute. And that should go hand in hand with a wholesale revision of our expectations about energy use society-wide.
If we assume that we're going to just unplug the coal power plant and plug in a solar panel and go on with business as usual, then we may be kidding ourselves. Chances are we're going to have to change not only the ways we get energy, but also the ways we use energy. We're going to have to change our expectations. We may have to ration energy in the future, just as we're talking about, in effect, rationing water here in California now.
That will also involve thinking differently about energy itself, he adds.
It's not going to be just a matter of having more fuel-efficient cars. It's not just going to be operational energy. We're also going to have to think about embodied energy, using less stuff, because all the stuff represents energy frozen in time. It took energy to manufacture that stuff and to transport it, to mine the materials and all the rest. So with less energy, it's going to mean less stuff.
But economic and cultural inertia is a lot to overcome, especially at corporate and international policy setting levels. So in the meantime, Heinberg says, it'll be up to local initiatives such as Sonoma Clean Power to serve as examples and the inspiration for larger institutional changes. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.